Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We didn't get to this early in the show because we had just so much to get to. Did Kenny have a bad game one?
I don't know if I can put it all on Kenny. And in fact, I was in my mind, I was thinking about something Fedor told me a couple years ago. I remember when the Cavs had that horrendous series against the Knicks, and Fedor after game four came out and was like, at some point you have to blame it on execution or lack thereof. He's like, you can't blame it on JB. You got to blame it on the lack of an execution. And even that series where I thought JB had one of the worst series you could possibly have, Fedor was right. At the end of the day, it does fall on the execution, and the Cavs just didn't execute nearly well enough.
So I'm a little torn on this one because I don't think Kenny is in the top three of, hey, we didn't get the job done in game one. I do think he's on the list. And listen, somebody when you're not playing offensively the way you're supposed to, right? Meaning you just continue to drive the ball into the paint and you keep settling for two when that's not your forte as a team. The Cavs do a lot of driving to the paint. I think they scored 70 points last night. It's not necessarily that. There wasn't a lot of drive and kick. There wasn't a lot of play creation off the drives, which Indiana seemingly did whenever the hell they want. Even if Kenny's... And I also thought he did some stuff with the lineups I thought was good, but I think at some point, when you see that for a half, somebody's got to break the chain. Like, somebody does have to go, hey, guys, we're not passing the ball. Like, sometimes guys are so into the game and you're so into it mentally and so into it on every single play that maybe you're just not thinking the obvious thing. And so much of what the Cavs struggled with last night was somebody needs to be the guy in the room that's like, pass the ball.
Yeah, which is something they've all season long, they took such great pride in being one of these teams to just continually move the rock. And just they didn't do it nearly enough, didn't get the good looks. And I think that part of that, though, is Donovan taking 30 shots. It's just not necessary. Like, that's, we talk about, they talk about their shot diet all the time. That's a bad shot diet.
So would you say that if they ate that shot diet in public, that people would shame them?
It's a bold play if they ate that shot diet in public. That's now, that's a on the shirt shot diet.
Would that be like an obese shot diet?
It's not,
or would that be like an anemic shot diet?
It's not a first date shot diet, I'll tell you that much. That's a look at me shot diet.
Wasn't a game one shot diet either. Let's get to the Peterlin pass.
All right. There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peterlin pass.
I'll give you the Peterlin pass for talking over the open, though.
No. Peterlin pass.
No. We stopped it just in time. It was all clean. Just like your shirt after eating that chili. It's all clean.
Just like the Delco, I can't say the name of the rest of
that
it.
That got very dirty. Very dirty. All right, so
she claimed it was quite clean.
The Peterlin pass is going to go to our friend, the Diff, because the Diff is something that if you watch Cavs games, you know very well of, right?
Uh-huh.
It's the little bug on the scoreboard, and it tells you the differential in the game. And then also it's been incorporated into the T-shirts. And for a while there, I used to have a problem with the Diff. I used to talk about it like, does Dan Gilbert just think we're idiots? Was it Dan Gilbert creation? He wanted people not to have to do the math. And I'm going to give the Diff the Peterlin pass because I heard Zach Lowe on The Ringer today, and Zach Lowe went to town on our beloved Diff.
The Diff? The Diff is what you're going with? The Diff is so stupid. For those who don't know, The DIFF is something they put on their scoreboard. It stands for the difference, and it's literally the difference in the game. It was stupid enough on the scoreboard. Now it's your shirt. And just like the Celtics deserve to start games down 5-0 when they wear their stupid black jerseys that nobody likes, the Cavs deserve to start yesterday's game down 5-0 for the stupid DIFF shirt, and the basketball gods punished them with a loss. Light those shirts on fire. We're something else for game two.
All right, here's why I'm embracing the DIFF. What was once a sworn enemy of mine has now become a friend. Because all the national media, including Zach Lowe and a couple other people we've had on the station that have ripped the DIFF as well, you're just telling on yourself. You don't watch enough Cavs basketball. Like, if the DIFF is new to you or if it's a surprise to you, you have not taken in enough Cavs basketball, and it is the obvious way of you telling me that you don't know what exactly is going on with this franchise.
The DIFF is stupid.
It might be, but you know what? It's an obvious way to tell the fraudulent charlatans from the real people that actually take in Cavs basketball.
It's charlatans.
Yeah, and them too. Every bit of it. I used to hate the DIFF. I thought it was insulting to our intelligence. And you know what? During the Miami series,
it's still insulting.
I found myself during the Miami game. Excuse me, as I die on the air during the Miami game. I'll try my best.
I just don't want to host the next 3 hours.
When it got to be like 57 or 58 points, and in the 50s, I was like, you know what? I kind of like the DIFF. When it turns out, when math gets in like over 45, I can use the DIFF every now and again.
Listen, I have not previously espoused an opinion on the DIFF because it just shouldn't matter. It really shouldn't. Until you make your shirt about it. And listen, it was very punny. The DIFF is you.
No, this is now Cavs basketball. Cavs basketball now is the DIFF.
So does that mean our Cavs basketball is incredibly reductive in simple math? Is that what it is?
Well, last night looked incredibly reductive. With the point is, you're telling on yourself. The national media is telling on themselves, and I'm going to start using it.
So it's really not a Peter Lynn pass for the DIFF. It's
no,
more
it is.
Of, it's
no,
more
it is.
Of a Peter Lynn
what
jam
was once
up
my enemy is now my friend
media.
Because you now are exposing all these charlatans. You are now my friend, the DIFF. I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate the fact that it is unique to just us. We're the only team in the entire NBA that puts the DIFF out there. It is becoming, you might hate it, but it is becoming what we are known for in NBA league pass circles. And for that, I just have to wrap my arms around it and embrace it.
So
and,
you're saying that the DIFF is not stupid and insulting?
I'm the originator of calling it insulting to everyone's intelligence.
Like, it sounds like you're not saying that anymore.
I came up with that, the concept
like
about
flip-flopping
wild
on
it is.
The DIFF.
That's the point of the Peter Lynn pass. I once did not agree with the DIFF. I now give the DIFF the pass because it represents so much more than insulting our intelligence.
What does it represent?
It represents the idea that people like Zach Lowe didn't actually watch Cavs basketball because he's just now coming up with the idea that he doesn't like the DIFF.
I think you still hate the DIFF. You just hate the national media more.
Past week or so, I have now come to love the DIFF. I am the DIFF in many circles, and so here we are.
Everyone's like, you going to the University of Peterlin? I'm like, you mean the DIFF? Yeah, I'm going to go see the DIFF.
Got that big DIFF energy.
Mmm. Plus 40. Plus 50.
What?
Dare I say.
Can we go higher?
Oh, giving me the vapors. Plus 60. 216-474-0092. JP giving the DIFF, the Peter Lynn pass. Do you agree with this? Or, like most common sense, is it still just dumb? Is it still just
it's
a very
now
dumb
ours.
Thing?
If you think it's dumb, it's ours now. So wrap your arms around it.
And the one thing that can be a factor and an excuse at the same time for the Cavaliers in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
The Peter Lynn pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.